there is food shortage. And Janina Wokono is not sustainable. Yan fa Jenny be uncle Kawa after member school more. Number two, as we speak today, Ghana is a poor, indebted country. Even by West African standards, we are a very poor, indebted country. Just yesterday, the information came indicating that we are the second highest indebted country to the IMF. Ghana. This country cannot sustain any measure in shape or form, anything like subsidy, be it on water, electricity, education, and whatever it is.
Yep.
The finance minister, nor do I pretend to be the finance minister, but I am not intoxicated politically to have a journalist appreciating of what the economic situation of our country is. And if for nothing at all, I was a member of the government economic dialogue, a social partnership of the previous government representing the trade union. And I can tell you that our country is in economic quagmire. If what the president says is the finality, then the president does not need to call any economic forum. If what the politicians say is the finality, then the politicians should rule the country without contribution from its people.
Okay, you are saying, sir, anything the president says about, you know, maintaining the free SHS in its current form and making it stronger and better, no, we should treat it with a pinch of salt.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, I will say, the reality on the ground in terms of the economy, no, doesn't support any such claim.
What I'm saying is that the economic situation of our country currently needs for us to review our position with regard to subsidizing certain social services in the country. Obi, the total internally generated revenue is used to satisfy only three line items: salary, payment on money taken by way of treasury, and other little recurrent expenditures. Then your total internally generated revenue is gone. Apart from that, your country is being sustained by donor contributions to your economy. When have you ever heard that Ghana owes WAEC examination fees to the extent that WAEC threatened that it will withhold the results of students? Because the state financial is weak. And is it also fair that we have larger mass of students who are day students who are equally Ghanaian, and we are struggling and suffering to pay for boarding fees and feeding for another section of students? And even that one, the heads of schools are asking them to come to school with their own gari and tutor. My colleague, whose daughter is at Wesley Girls, tells me that our money she sends to the daughter on a weekly basis, and the food that they take to that girl regularly.
Because Mibusasa, I get your point, but Enra, when former President Mahama called the 92nd annual Jalsa, and as a Jalsa of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, okay, and there is a quote card from the presidency. Quote, or say, we will sustain and enhance the free SHS policy. His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, President of the Republic of Ghana. Ain't he really, he is close to the fire more than you and I. This is what he's saying.
Nana Akufo-Addo was also close to the fire. By the time he left office, we could not pay WAEC registration fee. Heads of schools begged the Ghana Education Service to extend the reopening date so as to allow for food, to allow time so our food and other amenities come to the schools. They complained.
Okay.
The webpage subvention was in 2021. You see, this whole pre-SHS thing, let us accept that it is pure politics. It is pure politics. You see, Obi, you talk to, I am not an economist. Talk to the economist. Talk to Professor Buckley. Talk to Joe Jackson. Talk to the economist. Maybe, because I am a teacher, you may believe them more than I do. Or you may believe me. Talk to them.
No, so I am inclined to believe the President of the Republic of Ghana when he says he would sustain and enhance free senior high school. I should believe the president more than any other person.
No, that one is not a case of believing or not believing. It's a case that as a responsible citizen, you the reality of the economy down against political policy like free senior high school, like free electricity, free water, free this, free that. That is what any economic dialogue is supposed to do.
Very well. Very well.
And I expect you media men to be armed with this information so that you are able to contest the politicians when they make some of these flowering promises.
Okay.
That is what I expect journalists to do.